Hey, I'm Tyler with the Sports Stop. You're here to listen to me talk about sports, right? Okay, let's talk.
All right. Welcome back. Obviously, we are going to recap the Thursday night game, which was, for the most part, it was a bad game, but at the end, it was phenomenal. So if you didn't watch this absolute tire fire of a game, the first four quarters, or the first three quarters, was atrocious. It was bad. But the last quarter, that's where all the action happened. And it was a great game at the end. And I think we're starting to see a little trend going on, especially this week, as teams are blowing 16-3 leads in the fourth quarter. The Saints and Bucks on Monday night, Bucks came back from down 3-16, won the game with a final score of 17-16. What happened last night with the Rams and Raiders? Rams were down 16-3 in the fourth. Baker Mayfield drives them back down the field. They win 17-16. Is this a coincidence? Maybe. But it was a great game for the last quarter. Now, I just want to go through the first half and kind of, give my perspective on it. So the Raiders really came out swinging in the first half, and they jumped out to a 13-3 lead going into halftime. So at that point of the game, I went to bed. I was like, the Raiders are winning this game, and the Rams can't really do much on offense. Now, they were doing a little bit, but they can't get into the end zone. And even though the Raiders were struggling to score touchdowns for the most part and just settling for field goals, this Rams offense was barely getting enough field to get to field goal range. So I went to bet. I said, there is no way that the Rams are gonna all of a sudden go into the second half and just start scoring. And the Raiders were going to completely just stop scoring completely for the most part. And the opposite happened. The Raiders scored 3 points in the second half, and the Rams scored two touchdowns late in the fourth quarter to win it. So let's start with the Raiders. Derek Carr had a game to forget. He really did. He was 11 for 20, 137 yards, and two picks. No touchdowns. So I don't know what to do with Derek Carr. Coming into the season, I thought Derek Carr, although I thought he was the worst quarterback in the AFC West, I still thought Derek Carr was a top 12 quarterback in the league. And this season, he's just really struggling. I don't know whether that's, some of the injuries on the offense or what, or like the new coaching, or I don't know what it is, but Derek Carr's just not having a good season. And it's not like he's old enough to be, oh, he's on the decline, he's getting older. Derek Carr is like 32 years old, if that. I'm trying to think how old Derek Carr is. I know he came in the early 2010s. So Derek Carr's minimum, he is no older than like 32 years old. And Derek Carr is just not playing well. I don't know what it is, but we've kind of had talks this season and rumblings have started to happen that the Raiders might get rid of Derek Carr. They might just trade him or maybe do a swap for maybe an Aaron Rodgers or just, trade him outright. And I'm not sure how that would, fall with the players, as, we haven't heard many things about Derek Carr being a bad teammate. Now, we haven't heard many things about him being, this lovable guy like a Jimmy G or a Jalen Hurts or a Mahomes or, someone who the team just rallies around every week and loves them. Derek Hurts is kind of in the middle. He's not a guy who teammates go out of their way to compliment, but he's not a teammate who teammates don't like. So it's kind of hard with Derek Carr, because he has weeks where he looks like a top 10 quarterback, and then he has weeks like this where he has no touchdowns, two picks, and struggles. And this year, he's really had a couple of those games. I would say a third of his games to a quarter of his games. This has happened. He's had no touchdowns or one touchdown and three picks. And he's just looked awful. So we'll see what happens with the Raiders. It just sucks because they were picking up momentum and becoming a better team. And this is kind of just, it's flatly declined. Josh Jacobs had a nice game, 27 carries for 99 yards and a touchdown. He did have an ankle injury in this game, so hopefully it's nothing crazy. Devontae Adams, beautiful catch in the first half against Jalen Ramsey, one-handed. It was like for like 32 yards. It was a beautiful catch. He finished the game with 3 for 71, so not too bad. Baker Mayfield, this is the main topic. It's going to be the topic that everybody's going to talk about today, and I'm also going to talk about it somewhat. I want to give Baker Mayfield his props and his flowers. He widely deserves so much credit, as I consider this a top three game in his career. Now, stats-wise, not even a top three game. But I just think if you don't look at the box score and you watch the game, this is Baker Mayfield's one of his top three games. And for the reasons of, what did he have to work with on offense? He doesn't have much. And he got signed 2 days ago. Now, it's Friday, so it's 3 days ago now. But coming into Thursday's game, he got signed 2 days ago. He got signed on Tuesday. And he started on Thursday with a brand new scheme with no teammates he has any rapport with. Came in, won the game, did a great job. And he had a beautiful game-winning drive that was 98 yards. And he had a beautiful touchdown pass on the left side in the end zone to Van Jefferson, the wide receiver. Beautiful game. Beautiful game. And I just wanted to give Baker Mayfield his props. Now, I'm not very high on Baker Mayfield, but I do think he can do some things with the Rams. And like I said in my article that I posted yesterday previewing this game, if Baker Mayfield plays well in the Rams, then he can get another job in the NFL as a starting quarterback. If he struggles, he's probably done. And he's probably a backup, maybe depending on if the team really wants a backup who's going to make this much, you know, noise in the media. So I think this was a great game for Baker, and I really think this can be the first game to kind of pick up momentum and get him where he wants to be. Last night, he was 22 for 35, 230 yards and a pick. Or sorry, a touchdown, no picks. So, a clean game. Cam Akers was 12 for 42 and a touchdown. Yardage-wise, he didn't do much, but they were also trailing pretty much the whole entire game. So, they had to throw the ball more. It's really impressive to see. Ben Skowronek is the leading wide receiver for the Rams last night with Baker. Ben Skowronek is like a fourth or fifth receiver on any team's depth chart. Any team's depth chart. And he had a great game last night. 7 for 89. Great game. And then obviously Tutu Atwell, or Chidarius Atwell, whatever. I can't even figure out how to say his name. He had 5 for 50. And then obviously Van Jefferson had a 2 for 44 in the game-winning touchdown. It was a great game from Baker Mayfield in this Rams offense. And the defense, credit to them without Aaron Donald, they did what they needed to do against this Raiders offense. Now, even though the Raiders are missing, you know, Darren Waller and Hunter Renfrow, the Raiders still have good pieces on offense. They have Devontae Adams, who's a top two, top three, I'd say probably a top three wide receiver in the league, even with Derek Carr. Derek Carr is a good quarterback on most days. Some days he has bad days. And Josh Jacobs is the leading rusher in the NFL right now. And he is probably, I don't know, widely considered a top five running back this season. And probably the best right now. So, credit to the Rams. And I just want to give a lot of massive props to Baker Mayfield. What a game. I just say, what a game. And then we'll finish it off with the team stats. So, obviously the Raiders had more total yards, 302 to 282, so pretty even. They didn't really have any passing yards besides Devontae. They had 137, and 71 of those was to Devontae. The Rams had 211. They spread it out more. Rushing yards, the Raiders killed the Rams, 165 to 71. Yards per play, Raiders had 5.2 to the Rams 4.6. First downs, the Rams had 20 to Las Vegas' 17. Third down efficiency, they were pretty even. The Raiders went 5 for 13 and the Rams went 4 for 12. They both teams went for one fourth down and they both got it. Total plays, pretty even. And what was crazy was Baker Mayfield got sacked 4 times to Derek Carr's 0 times and still won it. So it was a great game. Obviously, penalty yards. Both teams had a lot of penalties, but the Raiders having 94 yards penalties is ridiculous. That's just unacceptable. Fumbles, the Rams had 1 to Las Vegas 0. And interceptions, obviously, Derek Carr had 2 to Baker Mayfield's 0. Time possession was pretty dead even. But the Rams, even though they're out of the playoff picture, they don't own their first-round pick. So I thought it was a great signing for Baker Mayfield and the Rams. Obviously, the Rams, we don't know what's happening with Matthew Stafford, so he's probably out for the year. Baker Mayfield's probably going to be the starting quarterback for the rest of the year. And they also get a compensatory pick. So not only you get a starting quarterback who is a probably, you know, he's a decent starting quarterback. He's probably in the 20s out of the 32 teams. And you get a compensatory pick, and you are a more competitive team. You can't go wrong with that. So it was a great couple days for the Rams that they really needed. But anyways, I appreciate you guys for listening. Hope you guys are having a great week. Happy Friday, and peace.